You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, we are diving in with both feet right into a trending report. If you're on your way out to the airport, you probably won't need to worry about this on a morning flight. But let's say you're taking a flight later in the day. There's a new study that's out talking about people who get on an airplane and immediately get some alcohol in them. A study has found that if you are in an airplane and you drink some alcohol and then you go to sleep, it could kill you.
What?
Apparently, it has something to do with the lower air pressure, and sleeping after drinking puts a considerable strain on the heart, causing heart rates to rise, blood oxygen levels to plummet. And all of that could create medical episode. And I think what they're trying to say is it doesn't necessarily even have to be a medical episode while you're on the plane, but it leads to it.
Hmm.
So they found this out by doing tests with people where they put them in some of those pressurized chambers and gave them some alcohol, let them go to sleep.
And then
apparently
see if they
it's
died.
Just not good for it. And they die. They open up the container and pull the person out. Like it's a little corpse
well,
in there.
Don't drink while you fly. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway, so I thought I'd start you off with that really, really good news. What else is going on? Jeremy, you should be sad. Bob Kelly died. People are saying, who the hell is Bob Kelly? He's the guy behind Kelly Blue Book.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
96 years old.
Huh.
Have you ever just monkeyed around on Kelly Blue Book with your own car, and you'll look
Absolutely.
At what it's worth, and you'll go, oh, it's got to be worth more than that.
Yeah, then usually you can get about $5,000 more than what I've bought and sold over 20 some vehicles. So usually those are not that accurate. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, you can usually get about $2,000-$3,000 more than that.
We've talked multiple times on this show about the value of Legos and people, you know, spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars for their kids to buy Lego sets. Well, apparently the thieves have been really paying attention. Because now there are crime rings where they are going in and stealing nothing but Legos. They say over the last few weeks, more than $100,000 worth of the little plastic toys have been stolen in multiple robberies across Southern California. It's a Lego crime ring.
Oh, my God.
Are your kids into Legos?
Not really anymore. My son went through a phase where we spent hundreds of dollars, and now they're in a box.
Yeah, doesn't that just make you think sometimes about how much you spend on this stuff?
I do have a buddy, though, that has one of those rooms where he buys them, builds them, and then displays them. He's got a whole Lego room. My buddy T-Money, as we call him. And, he's got a room dedicated to Legos.
Hey, I don't have a room dedicated, but, you know, my family for a while got on this kick of buying me the nerdy stuff since I'm the News for Nerds guy. They buy me, like, Lego Saturn V rocket. I have a Lego space shuttle. And those are finished, and they are on different shelves around the house.
That's neat.
And then I've got two of the four Beetles that are Lego Beetles. So
nice.
Anyway, there's that. I don't know how excited you'll be about this. Simon Cowell says he wants to start a new boy band, and he's... He says, every generation deserves a megastar boy band, and I don't think there's been one to have the success of One Direction in more than 14 years. The industry tends to focus on solo artists. I'm glad he said that. We have become a solo artist musical world. It's few and far between do you find bands anymore. I'm not saying they don't exist, but out of the next... I'll bet the next 10 songs we play on Mix 100 this morning, I'll bet at least 8 or 9 of them will just be solo artists.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We just played Adele.
Anyway, Simon Cowell says we need a boy band. I'm going to play some One Direction after the trending report just to...
Oh.
I like One Direction, actually.
I got a better song we can play, but it'll be...
Is it Lit?
No, it has to do with somebody's birthday today, but I'll do that in my portion. I think it's
Tell
better...
me now so I can get it ready. Whose birthday is it?
Marky Mark.
All right. You want me to play some Marky Mark?
I want some good vibrations. I need something upbeat, kind of fun.
Okay, Marky. There you
there
go.
It All is. Right,
I'll plug it in after the
yes!
training report for you.
All right, good.
And then lastly from me, and I love this. This kind of stuff fascinates me. A Amazon rainforest tribe. It's a Brazilian tribe. They're isolated. They're down there in the jungles. And whether you think this is a good idea or not, you know, people went down there, contacted the tribe, and hooked them up with the internet for the first time ever, thanks to the Starlink service, you know, which can provide internet all over the world. And so the interesting thing is, okay, so now you're an isolated tribe in the Amazon. You get the internet. What's the first thing they're doing? Are they looking at ways to maybe filter their water? Are they doing research? No. Are they looking into, like, various medicinal cures? Are they looking at something? No. Are they studying philosophy? No. They're doing the same things that everyone else does. They are getting into chat rooms of gossip. They are getting addicted to social media. They're watching pornography. They're watching violent video games. They're watching hours and hours of streaming. That's what they're doing
and
with the internet.
And funny pet videos.
And funny videos. They asked one of the leaders of the tribe, and that leader said, when it arrived, everyone was happy. But now, things have gotten worse. Young people have gotten lazy because of the internet.
Imagine that.
So it kind of drives home the point that I think we've talked about on this show before, that people are like, well, when I was a kid, blah, 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 blah. And that's the dumbest thing you could ever say, because when you were a kid, if you had all the tools that young people have today, you would have been knee deep in them also.
You sure would have.
This nonsense like, oh, we wouldn't have touched cell phones when I was a kid if we had had them. Wouldn't have gotten on social media.
Sure,
we wouldn't
you would
be doing
have.
Snapchat. We would. Yes, you would. You would do all of it when you were a kid.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing with the internet, man. Once people have access to it, they just drift into these zones.
Yep.
Interesting scientific study, although part of me is like, I feel bad that the, I wouldn't say innocence, that might not be the right word, but the pseudo-innocence of this Amazonian tribe has been shattered because we forced the internet on them.
Right, they'll never be the same.
They won't, Jer. Anyway, interesting to me. What else is trending?
Well, this is exciting. Casa Bonita is going to be the subject of a new film, and it's not going to be a South Park cartoon. There's a new documentary coming out about the Pink Palace and its journey to reopen under the new ownership of the South Park dudes, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. It's going to debut at the Tribeca Film Festival this week, pretty much offering everyone a glimpse of the behind-the-scenes action of everything that went into this. It's called Casa Bonita, Mi Amor. And it'll be when they first started talking about buying the restaurant out there in Lakewood to everything that went into doing it into the opening. They said there's a funny scene in it where Matt Stone is walking through the restaurant talking about, you know, really all this place needs is like carpet and some paint and maybe some new lighting here and there. And next thing you know, it's a $40 million renovation. And the funny thing I was reading about this, too, is Casa Bonita is still technically in their, like, beta testing or soft opening mode after, a year and a half or two of it being open. They've already had, like, 150,000 people come through, but they're still in their, quote, testing phase right now. I want to see this. I want to see everything that went into the behind the scenes of getting this place ready to rock again. So I think that's pretty darn cool. There's some AI news this morning, and I joked about it. You know, it's not just your mom now shaming you for your life decisions. AI is going to be ready and available to do that. Researchers in Canada are working on an AI that can identify different foods, so it can basically watch what you're eating and then shame you for it.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll just be like, why are you eating so much chocolate? That's got a lot of sugar. It can calculate how much food is on your spoon or a plate with about 95% accuracy right now. They say it didn't identify exactly what you're eating yet, but they're confident that it's going to get there. So I guess that's pretty good with people that struggle with a proper diet and they don't want to do the research. So they'll just eventually have a robot telling you that you're eating too much of this or that. You need more leafy greens is what
you
need.
Well, if we didn't listen to our parents, why would we listen to a robot?
I don't know. We had the story the other day about how the kids trust AI more than your parents, so maybe they'll grow up with AI and trust it more.
Until the AI tries to take away the ice cream.
Oh, then you unplug it from the wall
then you
and eat your
that
ice cream.
SOB, man.
Flava Flav's in trending this morning. We talked about the sad news a couple weeks ago about Red Lobster filing for bankruptcy last night. So when Mr. Flav heard about it, he decided to go to a Red Lobster and order the entire menu. Here's his quote. "Your boy meant it when I said I was going to do anything and everything to help Red Lobster and save the Cheddar Bay Biscuits."
Yeah.
And I guess he's in talks to meet with Red Lobster for a potential collaboration. I don't know if Flava Flav is going to be the saving grace for this restaurant, but I guess it's worth a shot. Is he still worth a lot of money that he can go and do this?
I'll effort that for you. But in the meantime, thank you for the story.
Do it.
Well, thank you for the story because it allows me to play.
Yeah, boy.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's a
I'll
good one.
I'll see what he's worth. What do you think he's worth? Guess before I look it up.
I think he's probably worth $8 million.
I'm going to say 30.
All right.
Let's see.
Yeah.
You go on.
He must be really banking some royalties off of something. Joe Jonas might be hooking up with Demi Moore. There's some pictures floating around and rumors about that. There's a new Young Gravy song coming out with Shania Twain, all about White Claw. I'm slightly
really?
Excited about that. And if you love Keanu Reeves, he's going on the road with his band Dogstar for the summer vacation tour. You can go to their website and try to find a location somewhat close to Colorado. He's not coming to Colorado. And we plugged in Good Vibrations because Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, turns 53 today.
Wow.
So I'm excited to hear a little Good Vibrations here in a few minutes. Here's a
Flava Flav. His estimated net worth is $2 million.
Aha.
I mean, you're worth $2 million.
Right. Right.
You're worth as much as Flava Flav. Dang.
Hey, all right. Yeah, boy.
It also talks about his 6 wives and 8 children, so that might explain a little bit of why he's not worth $50 million.
I have a couple low-life stories here just real quick. I guess the latest thing in Los Angeles is that people are stealing fire hydrants, and they're selling them for scrap. So now there's situations where fire trucks roll up, and they need to use a fire hydrant, and it's not
Jeez.
There. Jerk move, and then jerk move number 2. This is a new low. A funeral worker in Nebraska allegedly tried to take something from a home. It was a deceased person's adult doll. I guess this person passed away in their home. They had to go get him. And while he was there, the coworker made a comment about the doll as they were picking up the human remains and how much he liked the look of the doll. And then later went to try to break in and get this guy's fake girlfriend after he died.
Well, the dead dude's not going to need it anymore.
I mean, really, I guess if you just hose it off and have your way with it, it might be. But ask first. You need to ask first. Let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Probably one of the funniest videos you're going to see all month. It's a congressman, John Rose of Tennessee, I see, brought his 6-year-old along with him while he was giving a big speech on the House floor. That's his first mistake. The video caught his son behind him. This happened Monday, making funny faces for the camera the entire time. And it's a good laugh this morning. So check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.